This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 4th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are clear, with sunshine expected throughout the day. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze, providing a pleasant day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Eilut, temperatures are climbing, making it a perfect day for the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Turkish President Erdogan has criticized Israel as being war-addicted and warned against disrupting the U.S.-Iran deal. Also, I-24 News notes that U.S.-Iran talks are set to take place in Pakistan on July 11th, with key issues such as sanctions and nuclear discussions on the agenda. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has killed 20 terrorists in Gaza and captured 60 in Judea and Samaria, with operations focusing on the Khan Yunis area. Separately, the Times of Israel highlights a legal complaint filed in Italy against an Israeli man for alleged war crimes in Gaza, brought forward by the Hind Rajab Foundation. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reveals that a Palestinian family claims settlers have annexed their unfinished home in the West Bank, amid a reported surge in settler attacks. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News, a prominent news outlet, shared just minutes ago that Erdogan remarked on Israel's actions potentially destabilizing the U.S.-Iran deal. Al Arabiya English, a respected media source, echoed these sentiments, reporting Erdogan's assertion that regional support is crucial for Middle East peace. Gadraz, a social media commentator, urged Jewish individuals to actively defend themselves, warning that the window to do so is narrowing. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Erdogan's comments. Speaking in Istanbul alongside Pakistan's Prime Minister, Erdogan stressed that a sustainable peace deal in the Middle East requires backing from countries in the region. This call for inclusion underscores Turkey's role as a regional power broker. The implications could influence U.S. diplomatic strategies moving forward. Turning to the U.S.-Iran talks, I-24 News highlights that these discussions in Pakistan will tackle critical topics like sanctions and nuclear capabilities. The inclusion of these issues indicates a potential shift in diplomatic relations. Successful talks might lead to eased tensions and altered economic conditions globally. Meanwhile, the JNS report on IDF operations shows significant activity in Gaza and the West Bank. The focus on Khan Yunis suggests a strategic emphasis on disrupting militant networks. For residents, this means continued unrest and heightened security concerns in these areas. Separately, the Times of Israel notes a legal challenge against an Israeli man in Italy. The Hind Rajab Foundation, known for its legal pursuits against IDF members, claims this individual's social media posts endorse violence. This adds pressure on international relations and could affect future military protocols. Finally, regarding the settler incident in the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post indicates a rise in settler attacks, with a 130% increase since 2023. This escalation affects Palestinian communities, intensifying tensions and complicating peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the Israeli Treasury warns wartime defense spending could lead to a VAT hike of 4.5%. This move might increase the cost of living across the nation, affecting consumer spending. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights new products on the market, including Einav Bublil's Glow Oil and a popular backgammon suitcase. These launches reflect a growing trend in lifestyle products entering the Israeli market. And finally, CTEC discusses the economic challenges posed by AI pricing models for startups. This suggests that early-stage companies must prioritize financial strategies as part of their core planning to maintain sustainability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.